Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
The Taz and Moose picks are for fun only. This is not for gambling purposes, just some chuckles and a good time. Enjoy the Taz and Moose picks now. Listen irresponsibly.
It's now time for the Taz and Moose NFL picks. The three picks you need to know.
All right, so a little bit of a recap here. Taz is leading the way. He is 12-6 through the first 6 weeks of the NFL season, 1-2 a week ago. He's got a 5-game lead. I've been terrible with my NFL picks. 1-2 once again last week. I'm 7-11.
Nice.
Maybe that's a good sign. 7-11.
7-Eleven.
No okay. Doubt. Fantastic coffee in the morning.
Yeah, I got to tell you.
Great breakfast treats.
It's all good there, yeah. I'm disappointed in myself. I mean, I'm better than 12-6. I got a 5-pick lead, but I'm better than this. I mean, yeah, you're dreadful right now, but I'm disappointed. I'm going to do better this week. I want to go undefeated this
there
week.
There you go. I like the attitude. There you go. Positive, Taz,
positive.
On a Friday morning. Like to hear it.
All right.
Here we go. You got to pick number one. You lead the way. You go.
Why do I got to go?
Because I was leading in college. I went first. You lead in the NFL. You go first.
All right.
That work?
That's fine. We're going to go. What do we got? We talked a little about this earlier because of Jalen Ramsey being on the Rams down at the defensive backfield. So we got the Rams. Going down to Atlanta. Atlanta is the underdog. Atlanta is +3. I like the Rams in this one, buddy. I'm going to go the Rams. They will cover. I just feel like it's just too much talent. I understand Atlanta's home and the Falcons are home, but thing is, it's just too much firepower. There's momentum right now. Even though Jalen Ramsey, and probably with a lot of people down on him, what was going on in Jacksonville with the back injury, was that not playing for two, three weeks, whatever the heck it was. I do think that when a guy like that comes into a new team, even though the Rams are a really good team, I do think it even helps more. I think it brings some positivity. He ups the game of other players on that defense because he's such a good defensive player. Arguably the best D-back in the game, arguably, right? So he's in there. He's probably sitting at that left cornerback spot with guys like Weddle at free safety and who else they got? They got Rapp there. So, I just think the defense is going to step up against an Atlanta team that's just not very good. Matt Ryan and crew are going to lose this game. I'll take L.A. to cover.
Like it. Like that pick very much.
Kind of long-winded on that. Sorry.
No, all good. Pick number one for me, I'm going to take the Giants. I'm going to lay the 3. They're healthier. Barkley makes his return for the Giants. You like to see that. Arizona Cardinals come into town. I think you're going to get points in this one both ways. The over-under number for the game is 51. I'm going to take Big Blue. I'm going to lay the 3. I think they get themselves the 3-4. Amazingly enough, you look at a Giant team that's not particularly good. They're just a game out of first place in what has been a maligned NFC East as the Eagles and Cowboys are both leading that division, tied up at 3-3 records. And they'll meet up down in Jerry's World on Sunday as well. But give me the Giants. The return of Barkley means a lot.
Yeah.
I think he'll take a lot of the pressure off Daniel Jones. I don't think the Cardinals defensively can wreak havoc and get after the Giant quarterback. I think defensively, Giants have made some strides. I think they might be able to get after Kyler Murray a little bit as well. Give me Big Blue laying the 3. That's pick number 1 for me.
All right, sounds good. So I'm going to surprise some people on this next game. We're going to go with the Bills. They're hosting the Dolphins, as we know. We talked about this. And obviously, consistent of every game this year, the Miami Dolphins are an underdog, okay? And they're +17 in this game. You got 17 also, right?
That's correct. Because
I saw someplace 17.5, too.
But yeah, I got it at 17.
Okay, cool. So we'll go with 17. So Miami is +17. Believe it or not, I'm going to take Miami in this. They're going to lose the game. I just don't think my Bills are going to beat them by 17. I hope I'm wrong.
Wow, there you go.
But I think 17 is a lot in the NFL. 17 is a lot in the NFL. I understand how bad that the Dolphins are. And it's cool for the Bills that my squad's coming off a bye week. But, look, Kenyon Drake's a good running back. Okay, he is. Now they're going with Fitzpatrick instead of Rosen, right? I saw that while I was on my wrestling trip.
Correct.
Am I correct on that? Yes. So that's a movement right there. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to be confusing anyone here, Boost. Dolphins are going to get beat.
Okay? But you like them to cover.
I do.
I got it. That's a lot of points. 17.
So.
Especially with Fitzpatrick at quarterback.
I mean, just a lot. And, anyway, I feel
like
I'm going to go with the Dolphins. Give me the 17. I'll take the Dolphins.
That's a gutsy pick. I like it. All right. Let's head down to our nation's capital, and I'm going to take the 49ers. I'm going to lay 10 against the Skins. And I understand handling success. Last week was a big test, and I get you. You know, West Coast team coming east, 1 o'clock start, down in Landover, Maryland. You say, they just knocked around the Rams. Maybe the 49ers have a little bit of a setback. I don't think so. Not with that coach, Kyle Shanahan, who's a great offensive mind. And he was asked about his time down in D.C. when he was part of his father's staff, Mike Shanahan. McVay was on that staff. LaFleur was on that staff as well, and said he liked the coaches, liked some of the players. But also, he said it kind of ended after that. After the players and the coaching staff, he said they're very dysfunctional, and the dysfunction continues for the Washington Redskins. McLaurin's a player at wide receiver. They don't have a lot, and I don't think Callahan's going to prove to be the solution. Last week, they beat a god-awful Miami team on the road and held on for dear life at the end. They come back home. Not a lot of faithful that's going to be believing in Washington. The place is not going to be rocking. Give me the 49ers. Lay the 10. They physically impose their will on the Skins. That's pick number 2 for me.
All right, so pick number 3 for me. We're gonna do a little action in Cincinnati. We got the Jacksonville Jags traveling on the road to take on the underdog known as the Cincinnati Bengals. The Bengals are +3.5 home dog, as we say in the business. Home dog Jones. I'm gonna take Jacksonville to cover in this thing here, Moose. So I'll take the Jaguars to cover. Too much right now. I do think that defense for the Jaguars is motivated now that Ramsey's gone. Even though they liked Ramsey and he was part of the success of that defense, I do think guys like A.J. Boye, I think guys like Miles Jack, I think Campbell, these guys, they want to prove that they are legit with or without Jalen Ramsey. I think that's a big plus. Minshew gimmick, quarterback Jones, this guy came out of nowhere, and he's a good player. I just think they're going to beat up on the Bengals. I think Fournette's going to have a day, kids. Pay attention to me, everybody. Leonard Fournette will have a big day, probably about 125 yards. That's 125 for those not counting. I think Marquise Lee will have a great day as a playing receiver, as will Westbrook. So I'm Jaguars all the way in this thing. Love the Jags. My second favorite NFL team, by the way. So I'll take the Jags to cover over Cincy. Okay.
My third pick. I love the Chiefs this week on the road in Denver. Take it up.
Good job, Moose. I like your chances. I'm with you on that one. I'll take a fourth pick. I'll take the Chiefs, too. I'm with you.
Defensive touchdown.
My third and final pick. I'm going to go with the Monday night game, and why not? I'm going to take the Jets.
Whoa!
Plus the points.
Whoa!
At East Hold Rutherford. On. I'm going to take them plus the 10 against the Patriots.
Wow. So you like the 10, right?
Well, I don't think they win the game, Taz. Very similar to your pick in terms of the Miami Dolphins. I wish I was getting 17. I'm only getting 10. I'll tell you, you and I talked about it. We chatted about, that Brady offense, not exactly clicking on all cylinders.
Mm.
And you look at the Jets, when they stepped in, when Sam Darnold stepped onto that field, Taz, and you know this better than anybody playing in Division II football, it seemed like that team all of a sudden believed.
Yeah.
I mean, and great quarterbacks can do that. I know Sam Darnold's got a ways to go to be that kind of a caliber, but he's that kind of a presence on that for that organization. He talked about this offense, when it gets going, has a chance to be great. I know the Patriot defense is very, very good. I just think it's a lot. I think it's a lot of points for a Patriot team that I've kind of been underwhelmed with a little bit this year.
On the road. Yeah.
That place will be rocking.
Oh, they hate the Patriots.
They hate the Patriots. That place will be rocking on Monday night. I'm going to take the Jets. I'll take the 10 points. I think the Patriots remain undefeated. But I could see this game, being a 7 to 9-point spread at the end. Maybe the Jets get a garbage touchdown for a late cover, something of that nature. Give me the Jets plus the 10 on Monday night. That's my third and final
pick. I would love it. I mean, and I'm a fan of the Bills in the same conference, division. I would love it just to see the Patriots lose to a 1-4 Jets team.
Oh,
God. In Jersey there, Belichick would be so pissed. My God.
I know. He loves the Giants, hates the Jets.
Hates the Jets organization. Hatred. Oh, my God. It's a good Monday night game. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, that'll be a fun atmosphere.
Yeah.
Because the two franchises can't stand one another. The Jet fan, that place will be rocking.
We'll
be partying all day long.
Me and the Bills Mafia on Monday just partying, laughing off our big victory over the Dolphins, watching these two teams beat each other up. It's awesome.
Oh, well, I look forward to the videos on Sundays when the Bills are home.
Oh, my God. Imagine all this. They're going to be throwing Dolphins through tables.
Worth the price of admission.
There's going to be, you'll see fake Dolphins getting thrown all over cars, thrown at the windows. Oh, yeah. I get the emails on what the memo is, so I know what they're going to do ahead of time.
What do you mean? You're like Bills Mafia super fan.
I'm more like a shop steward there.
Oh, a shop steward.
Yeah, like a union member.
Do you give the A-OK what things are allowed and what things aren't?
I'm more of a consultant. I just give opinions on it. And especially the wrestling maneuvers they use. They're usually horrible, but it's funny. But, there's going to be some tiki torches involved, just to give you a little heads up.
Oh, nice.
On. Yeah.
Set up that South Beach theme.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to bring a little fire into it this week.
Oh,
nice. It's
pretty
nice up there in Orchard Park.
There you go.
A little fire. It's getting chilly out. You know
really?
I mean?
Nothing smells like fun, like alcohol, fire, and football.
Well, it takes some lighter fluid. Burning table. Flaming table.
Of course.
Big thing up there. turn it on fire, and then just maybe do an RKO to someone through a table. There's an idea.
There you have it. Your Taz and the Moose picks here for a Football Friday.
You want to do the rundown?
Is upon us. You want to do the rundown quick?
Yeah.
Here are my three picks. I'm taking the Jets plus 10, the 49ers laying the 10, and the Giants laying 3 against the Arizona Cardinals.
I got the Rams covering over the Falcons 3. I got the Bills. I'm sorry. I got the Dolphins plus 17. I think it's a lot of points. I'll take that. And then I got the Jaguars covering over the Cincinnati Bengals 3.5.
There you have it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.